is Life Encounters with Sister Jess. Life Encounters is a family-friendly, youth-oriented program with the primary objective of mainstreaming premarital sexual abstinence and mutual fidelity in marriage. Our main goal is to effect behavior change among youths, since most of them are already sexually active.
We believe that with an increased understanding of abstinence issues based on biblical values, they would easily embrace premarital abstinence. They should be able to negotiate their sex life not only from a position of strength, but holiness.
Hello, welcome to Life Encounters with Sister Jess. Today, we want to take time to answer some of the questions that have come to us. Sometimes when we decide that we're going to ask our questions, we don't really do justice to the questions. So we decided to bring together all the questions. As we bring together all the questions, we'll be answering them one after the other. So it's question time on Life Encounters. Tell all your friends. Test all your enemies to tune in to Life Encounters with Sister Jess. And let me begin by saying that the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 talks a lot. It deals extensively on sexual immorality. If you are having a challenge in that area, please read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 13 of it says, "The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body." Verse 15 says, "Your bodies are members of Christ. We are the body of Christ. You cannot take the member of Christ and join them to a prostitute." Verse 16 says, "Don't you know, when you unite yourself with a harlot, that's a prostitute, you become one with her. For two shall become one flesh. But he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit." Verse 19 says, "Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit." Knowing that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, you don't defile it with sexual immorality. We'll just start with the first question now.
This one says, "Mom, please, can I have a boyfriend or lover at the age of 15?
No, darling, you cannot have a boyfriend or lover at the age of 15. You don't even know what love is all about. That boyfriend you want to have is your emotions doing a number on you. As you become a teenager, your organs are developing very fast, and you're developing a lot of feelings and affections. Your hormones are also developing. So what they do is they do a number on you, and you're like wanting this and wanting that and wanting this. You know, it's at that stage that it's difficult for you to control hunger. When they say we have to fast today, you're like, no, fast, I'm hungry. So because your hormones are developing fast, you're finding it very difficult to handle the feelings that come with it. But with Jesus, with God in your life, you can handle those emotions, those feelings, those hormones must not be allowed to control you. You control them. You subdue them. Read the word of God. Listen to the word of God. Talk to yourself that feelings, you cannot control me. The Bible says in Proverbs 25 verse 28 that anybody that does not have control over his feelings, over his spirit, is like a wall broken down, a city broken down without walls. When you build a fine mansion without walls, you're opening it up to all manner of encroachment, to all manner of unwanted visitors, to all manner of sicknesses and diseases. People will just come and pollute and bring things. Robbers will come and rob that building more easily, unlike when it is walled and fenced round and very well protected. Darling, please control your feelings. Just see every boy as your brother, every girl as your sister. You don't need a boyfriend at age 15. What you need at age 15 is a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to study your books. Bible says, study to show yourself approved. A workman that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Study the word of God. Study it morning, afternoon, night. It helps you be in a walking, talking relationship with God, and it helps you to live holy. Please, darling, every boy is your brother, every girl is your sister. Forget about all this boyfriend rubbish. They just want to come and devalue you and kiss you and have sex with you and defile your body, which is the temple of the living God. And once your body is defiled, the Holy Spirit cannot live there. The Holy Spirit will just leave you. You will just be at the mercy of the devil. My darling, please, that's not what you need at age 15.
And get the audio Bible.
Yes.
Get the audio Bible, the written one, on your system.
Yes.
And you listen to it day in, day out.
Yes, because some of them like to listen to things on the phone, music,
you
and all that.
Replace all of that with the audio Bible.
Yes.
It makes it so easy.
Can program the audio Bible into your phone.
Say, today, it's all Genesis.
Yes.
And you run with it.
Yes.
Tomorrow is the New Testimony. The New Testament, and that is it.
Yes. So you listen to the Bible book by book, through with the audio, into your ear, into your spirit, into your mind. That way you won't even meditate on this boyfriend rubbish.
Even by the time you switch off, it ministers to you, to your spirit man.
Yes.
And you get the proper revelations. This other one says, if I have been having sex, how do I stop? How can I stop this?
Yes, if you have been having sex, the number one way to stop is lock up yourself in the room and cry out to God. Heavenly Father, I'm sorry that I've been doing this. Please forgive me. The Bible says it's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Ask him to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. This is between you and God. He says, if you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. Go on your knees in your room and begin to talk to God. Ask him to forgive you. Cry out to him to give you the power not to go back to these sins. If you have been doing it means you have entered into a lot of soul tie covenants. You need to break those soul tie covenants. Even the person that is virgin to you, you have entered into a blood covenant with that person. You need to begin to break that blood covenant. Nullify it with the blood of Jesus. I break every soul tie covenant between me and this person. I break every blood covenant, conscious and unconscious, made between me and that person. I break every evil agreement I've entered into through sex. Begin to break them. Separate yourself from them by the power in the blood of Jesus. Separate yourself from their consequences. Nullify them and begin to drink the blood of Jesus. Drink the blood of Jesus. Let it cleanse me. Let it flush out all the deposit in me, the spiritual deposit, the contaminations. Blood of Jesus, wash me, cleanse me, purge me. You pray those prayers and promise God that you will not do this thing again. Avoid those friends. When they call you on the phone, don't pick their calls. Avoid those friends that have been devaluing and disvirgining and having sex with you. Avoid them. Don't continue the friendship with them. Look for new friends, people who fear God, people who believe in the word of God. Let their influence rub off on you.
And above all, find a church with a balanced approach to things of God, where you are taught warfare and the scriptures and how to apply yourself and the word of God.
Yes, just spend your time in the church. Let the word of God help you live holy. We just take a music break now. When we come back, we continue with the questions. It's question time on Life Encounters with Sister Jess.
Spirit free, have you ever watched?
Life Encounters with Sister Jess, and it's question time. We continue with the questions.
This is another interesting one that says, can I have sex with a boy that I am pretty sure will marry me?
Once people are enjoying sexual pleasure outside marriage, they are no longer eager to get married. Look at our parents. They all got married very early when it was a taboo for you to have sex outside marriage. Traditionally, you dare not do it. So they all got married early, and they continued this. They started sexual pleasure in marriage. They started the sexual experience in marriage. That's why most of them got married very early, because if you don't marry, then no show. But now that people are just enjoying sexual pleasure outside marriage, they take it for granted. They are not in a hurry to get married. 30-something, 40-something, they are still planning to. Because when they have the girlfriend, she comes to the house, she cooks for you, she cleans your house, she gives you the fun. And so what else? If the milk is free, why pay for the cow? So my darling, don't say you're pretty sure he will marry you until he marries you. Don't give him sexual pleasure until he marries you. Don't say, oh, we are pretty sure. If you're pretty sure he's going to marry you, then go ahead and get married. Get married like yesterday. Don't prolong it anymore. The moment you're giving him sexual pleasure, he will not be in a hurry to marry you. I mean, it's like opening your Christmas present before Christmas Day. You've already opened it and enjoyed it, so on Christmas Day, it won't be any big deal again. Oh no, it becomes like, it's a tokumbo, forget about it. So my darling, please, no matter how sure you are, don't enter into sex before marriage. Don't give him, don't oblige him sexual relationship until he marries you. Even if he's going to marry you tomorrow, I mean like tomorrow, 24 hours time, wait until he marries you. Why rush then? Why devalue yourself when you know you're going to get married tomorrow?
And our parents did make a success of their marriage.
The next question.
Is it good to have sex when you are doing your period? She says.
First of all, you don't have sex until you're married. So I want to believe we're talking about a situation where you are married. Where you are married, no, it's wrong. The Bible speaks against it. When you read the Old Testament book of Leviticus, it says a man should not even go near a woman in her period. But well, we know that we have to relate to one another daily. But you don't do that. You don't have sex with a woman who is on her period. You know, it's not right at all. Biblically and even medically, it's not right at all. Yes, next question.
How can I live without having sex? I'm just 19 and I've been into it just once. And abstaining now is such a difficult thing for me to do.
Yes, if it's so difficult for you to abstain, then get married. You're making it sound like a life and death issue. If it's such a life and death issue to you, then get married. But remember that marriage is not just about sex. Marriage is about nappies, baby nappies, changing nappies. It's about doing dishes. It's about midnight, feeding the baby. It's about paying NEPA bill, paying light bill, paying water bill. Marriage is a whole world of responsibility. Are you ready for that responsibility? If you are ready for all those responsibilities, then go ahead and get married. But if you are not ready, it's easy for you to stay away from sex before marriage. If you have been listening to my explanations, I've gone over and over and over again about how you can stay away from sexual immorality. First of all, the kind of friends you keep. If they are involved in sexual immorality, you definitely be involved in it. So you need to change friends. Find friends who live holy, who believe in sexual purity. Spend most time studying the Word of God. Start being prayerful. Pray, let God help you, give you the grace to live holy. Don't just say, oh, it's not difficult. What are the habits you indulge in that fuel the desire and the appetite for sex? There are certain habits that fuel it, and things you meditate upon. When you meditate upon the word of God day and night, as the book of Joshua says, then you will not have to be meditating on sex. Meditate on the word of God. Listen to the word of God daily. Get an audio Bible, program it into your phone or your laptop. Listen to the word of God. Give your life to Christ. Surrender to Jesus. When you surrender to Jesus, you don't need to wrestle with all these issues. Jesus will help you. Jesus will give you the grace to live holy. Let your priorities change. Most of the time, your priorities are about parties, about women. Then those things will make you get into sexual sin. Take your mind off those things. Get the right priorities in life. The Bible says the number one duty of man is to obey him, to keep his commandments. Do everything necessary to keep the word of God, to obey the word of God, to study, attend church programs, attend church services, attend prayer meetings, attend Bible studies. When you do these things, you see that you become a changed person. You become a new person. Your priorities in life would begin to change. They would become godly. That's the truth. Let's take the next question.
I'm a girl that's tried to stay off sex, but I find myself indulging in deep kissing and hugging. Is this wrong?
Of course it is wrong. It is very wrong. And you need to break that relationship. Whoever it is you are involved in that deep kissing and hugging, separate from that person. That person is dangerous to you. Find other friends who live holy lives. Once you are involved in that deep relationship, you'll be hugging and kissing. It's a matter of time you start having sex. And before you know it, you catch all manner of infections, you get pregnant, and you plan to abort and kill a baby. I mean, you don't need all that. Stay away. Break that friendship. Stop being friends with that person. Tell him, please, I don't want to be friends with you again. Stay away from that person because you're trading on very dangerous territory. I'm telling you. And avoid time alone with members of the opposite sex if you cannot hold yourself. And please seek prayer. Seek prayer. Look for serious ministers of the gospel who can pray with you and teach you how to pray. You can still call our counseling line for further counseling. Yes, the next question.
Say, Ma, you have been saying and teaching us that in those days, men and women weren't into sexual immoralities.
Yes.
As compared to today.
Yeah.
But this is the civilized day times. How can we cope?
I understand what you mean. Because with civilization has come all these home videos, you know, that are pornographic. I'm surprised they play all these movies in the day. Home videos, very vulgar home videos in the day. I remember growing up, they say, there's always the children's belt where you show sanity, you know, and then maybe from midnight you can show all those vulgar things and obscene movies. Now everything is out there in the open. So I feel your pressure. I know what you're going through, but you can avoid watching those things. There's no law that says everybody must watch television. There's no law that says even if you're watching television, you must watch everything on television. There's no law that says that. You decide to switch off. You move to other things. You decide. It's a matter of choice. You decide to not to allow those things affect you. You decide. Take a decision. You decide any movie that is rated 18, I will not watch it because I know it will contain nudity, violence, and wrong language. So I will not watch it. You know, you caution yourself. You discipline your appetite. You don't go to places where you know that vulgarity will be on display. You don't attend those parties that are filled with obscene events and obscene activities and obscene dispositions, obscene dressing. You know, I know it is hard. I understand, because even in offices, the women come to work half naked. They don't know the amount of damage they are doing to the lives of the men, because they make the men, they sit down, they can't concentrate. They are just winding their mind on sex. They're just wrapping their head around sex and sexuality and all that, and carnalities. You know, because of the dressing, the way some of these young ladies dress to work. I know there's so much madness out there, but decide. Decide not to let them affect you. Decide to avoid them when you can. I know you have to go to work, but when you can, decide to avoid such women who are so loose. They have no respect for their person. They have no value for their body. That's why they're dressing half naked. So you avoid their company as much as you can. I hope I've been able to help you with these explanations on Question Time. And the program is Life Encounters with Sister Jess. I am Jessica John Brimer. We are going on a music break. When we come back, I'll take you to the altar and we make the abstinence vow.
Give a life for a life, the greatest sacrifice. You did it all for me.
For me.
To know some would say they love you, but soon betray you. Still your love is all they see. How can I complain at all? You're so faithful, I'm grateful. I can never tell it all, but I'm so thankful. Sacrificed it all for men, knowing that we would fall. So at the very least, all of who I am is what I give to you.
I
couldn't say a thing at all, but still you knew just what I needed. This debt I can never repay you. God, your love is so amazing.
I know what I deserve, but can never find the words to make the perfect plea. Place to burn you, the pain you went through, to affirm your love for me. Yeah. How can I complain at all? You're so faithful, I'm grateful. I can never tell it all, but I'm so thankful. Sacrifice your love for me.
Now I can lead you to God. You want to give your life to Christ? You think, oh, I really need Christ in my life. Even though I've done it once, I need to rededicate my life. So let me ask you to close your eyes and say this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you today just as I am. Father, I acknowledge my sins. My sins of sexual immorality, lying, cheating, envy, jealousy, backbiting, malice, bitterness, self-righteousness, mistreatment of others. Heavenly Father, I confess these sins. I'm not proud of them, Lord. I ask you to please forgive me. Blot out my transgressions and my iniquities with the blood of Jesus Christ. Have mercy on me, O God. Make me a new person from this day onwards. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, come and indwell me. Take control of my life. From this day henceforth, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. So at this juncture, I'd like to take you in an abstinence vow. The abstinence vow is a vow you make to God to stay sexually pure, whether you're married or not. What it means is that you're not going to have sex with anybody you are not legally married to. So I'd like you to repeat these prayers after me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity you've given me today to hear these words that I've just heard. I have decided, Lord, to make this abstinence vow, and I make it in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I will not have sex outside the marriage covenant. Before marriage, after marriage, I will not have sex with anybody that I'm not legally married to. So help me, God. give me the grace to keep this vow. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yes, that's where we end this day's edition of Life Encounters with Sister Jess. I'm Jessica John Breimer, and I have been with...
It's been wonderful. My name is John.
John Webster's Breimer. We'll see you same time next week. Same station by God's grace. Bye.
Come on, say it again. Say it.
You have just listened to Life Encounters with Sister Jess.
Life Encounters with Sister Jess is a Teenage Life Mission production. We have resource materials for your comprehensive study and personal references. Our latest publication on abstinence, Freedom from Sexual Sin, is out. You need a copy, or someone you know needs a copy. Pick up a copy from us. You may wish to contact us via SMS on 080-7704-7404. Do you have a burning desire to join hands with us to mentor and mold lives for Christ? Then support this vision today. Be a lifelong investor in the kingdom of God. You can reach us via email at jess14teens@gmail.com, or you can call us on 080-7704-7404. God bless you so much, and thank you for listening. Yes, I do.